Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
New warnings coming from the FBI director that there are more legitimate threats now against the United States of America and our homeland specifically than basically at any other time in Christopher Wray's life. Now, as that's happening, the president of the United States of America is out there campaigning, and he's on top of it, folks. Joe Biden, reading from his teleprompter, had this to say about wanting you to vote for him for 4 more years. Listen carefully. He forgets that you're not supposed to read the word pause after you declare that you want 4 more years.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years. 4 more years. 4 more years.
The President of the United States of America literally reads from the teleprompter 4 more years and then reads the word pause. Because the audience, which is completely staged, then takes their cues to start chanting 4 more years. 4 more years. Joe Biden, this isn't the first time he hasn't been able to read a teleprompter. He's been doing this for a couple years now, as everything is staged at the White House. He said this one time after he was speaking where he said, you got to repeat the line. Right? Repeat the line is what it says up there. And he reads it. Listen, and then listen to the 4 more years pause line.
End of quote. Repeat the line.
4 more years pause.
4 more years pause. Repeat the line. All this is things he's not supposed to actually read. They're words for him so he knows what to do. Because all of this is completely staged. Biden, for the second time this week, also said, are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? And the man on stage next to him looked at him like, what is this man saying?
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? For democracy?
I don't think he's drunk, by the way. I think he's just literally unhinged, angry, delusional old man. He also was angry and delusional during his speech today. And Biden suggested punching President Trump. I would love to see that fight.
Think about the guys you grew up with. You like to get into the corner and just give them a straight left.
I'm not suggesting we hit the president. I'm assuming he meant to say former president there, but maybe he thinks he's actually running against Donald Trump, who is still the president of the United States of America. And yet again, he falsely claimed that he commuted every day for 36 years over the now collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Biden took Amtrak. The bridge did not have rails on it at any time, so it would be impossible for the train to go across that bridge. But hey, when you are 90 years old or whatever he is and in a massive cognitive decline, why not just keep telling the lie?
I've been over that bridge a lot. I commuted every day for 36 years as a U.S. senator when my wife and daughter were killed. And I commute back and forth to be with my boys. And I'm over that area in Baltimore Harbor.
No, you didn't. That never happened. There was no rail lines over that bridge. It's a great story, Mr. President, but it's not true. It is not accurate. Now, I give you all of that to remind you that this is the man who's in charge of our national security. Well, Christopher Wray has come out with major warnings now in an exclusive interview with NBC. He issued the chilling warning about possible terrorist attacks on U.S. soil, specifically saying that they could be similar to the Russian concert hall massacre, which left 144 people dead. And he said in his words, we are, quote, increasingly concerned. I'm going to play that for you in just a second. But first, I want to talk to you about buying gold and silver for your retirement. There are a lot of gold and silver companies out there, and there are many of them that when they see an opportunity, they're going to scare you, and they're going to tell you to put all your money in gold and silver because that's where they make the most money. If you put all of your money in gold and silver, you need a reputable company that you can work with that understands diversification, understands how to play inflation when it's well above the Fed's target rate, and what that means for gold and silver. Gold and silver has traditionally been a hedge against inflation and an amazing way to protect your hard-earned retirement funds. Again, diversified. Now, there's also something else that's been happening in the gold industry. There's a lot of companies that will prey on older people, and what they will do is charge them astronomical rates when you buy gold and silver. Now, they preach protection and diversifying, but then they take a huge chunk of your money in commission. Well, Freedom Gold USA, they charge on average 25 to 30% less than most major gold and silver firms. And they've been doing this for years. So if you're ready to take control of your financial future, if you're ready to find out if gold and silver is right for you, whether it's physical gold or an IRA or 401k, you should call Freedom Gold USA. Go online to freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. That's freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. Or just call them 1-800-655-8843. On average, they charge 25 to 30% less than most major gold and silver firms that you probably heard commercials about. So if you want to save that money, that's extra gold and silver you can invest in or other investments. Go to freedomgoldusa.com/Ben or 1-800-655-8843. All right, back to Christopher Wray here. There's also something else that I think is really shocking about this Christopher Wray. He did this NBC News exclusive sit-down interview. And NBC News, if you go to their headlines, their headline is actually this, okay? Quote, FBI director rejects Trump's vow to investigate political rivals. That's the message that NBC News wanted to push out to the world after this sit-down interview, where there was a massive warning there about our national security and a real attack on the homeland. But instead of that, they said, oh, no, we got to come up with a better headline to be anti-Trump. So our headline will be FBI director rejects Trump's vow to investigate political rivals. That was actually none of the sit-down interview. And I'm going to play that part for you to show you how they're even sensationalizing the headline, which is ridiculous. But let me tell you what the real headlines are coming out of this story. And it's sad because you have to go to the Daily Mail to get a real, authentic headline. Their headline explains it all, and this is accurate. FBI director issues a stark warning about possible terror attacks on U.S. soil, similar to Russian concert hall massacre. We're incredibly concerned, Director Ray said. Then below that, their other headlines are, the FBI director has issued a stark warning about the heightening possibility of a coordinated terror attack in the U.S. Christopher Wray told NBC News such an attack may be not that different from what we saw against the concert hall in Russia, where more than 144 people were murdered. The FBI, the other part of their headlines is this. The FBI had 4,000 international terrorism investigations open at the end of the 2023 fiscal year. Now, all of this comes as Donald Trump is out there not talking about investigating his political rivals. What he's actually talking about right now is the issue of an open border and the real problem that open border is going to cause in this country with terrorists that are coming across the border. We know they're here. We know they've snuck across. We know we haven't caught all of them. And we know that we've had a massive number of people on the terrorist watch list that we have caught. Now, the people coming across the southern border, you also have to understand this. They are not trying to get caught by Border Patrol. They're trying to be a gotaway. They know they're on the list. They're trying not to be caught like the other illegal immigrants that come across. They're running to Border Patrol because they know that they're about to get everything that America has to offer. Listen to Donald Trump's generic warning as he was doing an interview with a local ABC News station before another primary. Listen.
Well, we have to get the vote out. We have to show support because we are right now confronted with the worst president in the history of our country. There's nobody been so bad with the open borders. Millions of people are coming into our country from prisons and jails, from mental institutions, from insane asylums. They're being emptied out all over the world, and terrorists are pouring into our country. Drug dealers are pouring into our country. There's never been anything like it at levels that no country has ever seen, not just us. No country has ever seen. And if you look back 4 years ago, three and a half, but 4 years ago, we had the safest border, the best border. I built 571 miles of wall. We're ready to install another 200, which is much more than I said I was going to do. And we had the safest border in history. Now we have the worst border in the history of the world.
That was the president making those comments before the FBI director's interview came out. And the FBI director, I believe, also lied to the American people in this interview. And I'm going to give you the warnings in a second. The FBI director was asked a question about, you know, do you guys monitor protests? Remember, we know the FBI was on the ground on January the 6th. What were they doing? They were either involved in it or monitoring it at the bare minimum. And the FBI director lied to the American people. This was obviously in reference to the college campuses chanting death to America.
Are you actively monitoring these protests?
We don't monitor protests, but we do share intelligence about specific threats of violence.
So you weren't monitoring on January the 6th?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? I look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Director Ray, I think, just lied to the American people. He knows that FBI agents are absolutely involved in monitoring different groups and protests. He's asked a simple question about the protests, right? College campuses. And he says, we don't monitor protests. Okay. What would you describe the FBI agents that were in plain clothes in and around January the 6th as? What were they doing? It's a fair question. Are you going to say that they weren't actually agents, they were just informants that were in the crowd? Is that the distinguishing fact so you can wink and nod and laugh at the American people as you lie to them? Is that the difference? Like, no, those aren't FBI agents. They're just FBI informants. Did NBC follow up? No, of course not. Now, the FBI director had some chilling warnings. He also had warnings about what's going on in China right now as well. And FBI Director Ray told NBC News that there are major national security risks posed by TikTok, Mike, where many have banned the use of government devices, even having TikTok on their phone. But guess who's not using, or I should say, who's not stopping the use of TikTok? The Biden bill that he just signed that is going to get rid of TikTok and the Chinese owning TikTok doesn't go into effect until after the election. Why? Because the Biden campaign is a prolific user of the Chinese spyware app to connect with young people. They also know the Chinese are influencing American opinion among young people. A great example is there are like 45 positive stories on TikTok for every one positive story supporting the Jews. And the Palestinians and Hamas and Hezbollah have 45 stories. That's how you change public opinion in this country. That's how you turn an entire group of young people, 35 and under, against Israel. Because if you have propaganda all day long in their face on TikTok, which is exactly what the Chinese do, then you can split a country and divide a country, just like we're seeing on all these college campuses where they're chanting death to America and death to Israel. And kill the Jews, gas the Jews, right? No different than what we saw blocking Jewish students from going to class than what the Nazis did in the 1930s. And the FBI director, the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the director is telling NBC News that it's a major national security risk posed by TikTok. But the president of the United States of America, who says we need to ban it from being owned by China, they got to divest, they got to get out of it, also says, but we'll do it after the election because I need this propaganda to help me win an election. Listen to this warning from Ray.
TikTok, for us, represents a national security concern. And the reason I say that is that TikTok's parent company is beholden to the Chinese government. So that, for us, manifests itself in three specific ways. It has to do with the data. It has to do with the recommendation algorithm. It has to deal with the software. The data, we're talking about the ability to control or collect data on millions and millions of users and to use it for all sorts of influence operations like driving their AI efforts, which are not remotely constrained by the rule of law.
Are they doing that now, or that's simply they have the capability to do that?
What I would say to you is that they are currently attempting to steal our AI and hack American technology every day.
What do you say to the millions of Americans who have likely heard what you and others had to say, but they've rejected it? They don't care. They like TikTok. They like making money on TikTok. What would your message be to them?
My message is you need to take into account who the Chinese government is, who the Chinese Communist Party is. Even if for some reason you don't care about that, which I would argue you should, what about all of your friends, family members, classmates, coworkers, neighbors, etc., who are also participating and are connected to you through all those same things? Maybe they would care about the ability of the Chinese government and the Chinese intelligence services to access all that.
By the way, you think maybe Christopher Wray should have said, look, or maybe, let me rephrase this, maybe NBC News, Lester Holt, should have said, hey, what do you say to all the people that aren't taking this seriously? And we have yet a president of the United States of America whose campaign is a prolific user of Chinese spyware. The Democratic Party is a prolific user of this Chinese spyware app to connect with voters. So, you know, the president says this is a danger. I'm going to sign it, but I'm not going to do it till after I get through this election cycle, which would be the last election of my lifetime, right, because of term limits. So I'm going to use this Chinese spyware to help me get elected, this app, TikTok, that's spying on the American people to help me get elected. Does that sound like a president that really cares about you? I'm going to go with no. So let's go back to the biggest part of the interview, which, by the way, we still have just now gotten to, which also tells you about the corruption here of everybody. The FBI director issuing this chilling warning about the possible terror attack on U.S. soil similar to Russian concert hall massacre.
Have you ever seen a threat environment quite like the one we're experiencing?
As I look back over my career in law enforcement, I'm hard-pressed to come up with a time where I've seen so many different threats all elevated all at the same time, whether it's the threats from China, Russia, Iran, the terrorism threats, both foreign terrorist threats and domestic terrorist threats.
Among his pressing worries, says the FBI director, is the spillover from the Israel-Hamas conflict.
So we thought that even before October 7th, if you and I were having this conversation then, we would have said that the terrorism threat was already elevated. But post-October 7th, it's gone to a whole nother level.
There's an environment right now we're seeing play out on some college campuses, the protests over what's happening in Gaza. Are you watching that warily?
Well, of course, demonstrations themselves are not something that we, the FBI, get involved in. But when violence ensues, that's when we get concerned, when you have threats of violence. And so we have seen, even before October 7th, we saw a significant increase, especially in anti-Semitic threats and anti-Semitic violence.
Are you actively monitoring these protests?
We don't monitor protests.
So the FBI director just puts out a warning to the American people that this is the highest level of heightened attack that we've had under his leadership and while he's been at the FBI. It sounds like this is a pre-9/11 type heightened attack. Actually, I say post 9/11 because we were asleep at the wheel on September the 10th. But it seems like it's a post 9/11 heightened awareness of like, hey, this is real, folks. And NBC News has this in an exclusive. And what is NBC News headline? FBI director rejects Trump's vow to investigate political rivals. And then it says below that, in a wide-ranging interview with NBC News, Christopher Wray also broke with Trump over the former president's characterization of January 6th defendants as hostages. So this whole interview, they're like, hey, we could warn the American people about real terrorism threats, but that would make Biden look bad, so we're not going to do that. We could warn the American people about TikTok and these real threats of China spying on them, but we're not going to do that because they need TikTok, right, to do their thing. The Democrats need TikTok, and they've actually delayed TikTok from being regulated until after the election because all the Democrats are like, hey, look, we can limit them. That's fine, but we got to win first. We got to win. So who cares if China's spying on us? I also think this is a perfect example of why we have a president that is so compromised by China and all the money coming in from China that he can't take a very strong stand. It was Congress that had to do this. Remember, the president wasn't calling, okay? The president was not calling for a ban on TikTok. He's going to sign it only after he gets reelected. And then it won't affect his life anymore. And then he can say, okay, I'll do what Congress said, because it's in this big package with money for Ukraine and money for you know, some, a little bit for Israel. You get the point. But he's not coming out there saying this. No, his campaign's a prolific user of the Chinese technology TikTok. And Senator Hawley blasted Christopher Wray and Biden, saying if China is our number one threat, then let's start acting like it. Well, when you're compromised, I'm not sure you really can. Am I wrong? Like, if you're compromised, I'm not sure this is something that you can actually do.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Senator Hawley also went on Ingram's show to talk about the threat of China, but it was also the money aspect of this, the big money donors coming in, the billionaires who are making money, by the way, off China, the billionaire donors are making money off of TikTok, for example. This is also a follow the money mentality. Listen to the warning. Laura Ingram brought it up, and then he really went off on this, and it's an important warning to the country.
Radicals are angry at people who are pro-Israel. The billionaires are very happy, Senator, with the Biden campaign. The Biden Victory Fund received more than 240 six-figure donations back in 2023, and according to Forbes, 25% of the country's billionaires donated to Biden in 2020. Compared to only 14% for Trump. So my question to you is, although Trump has some billionaires no doubt supporting him, he had a big money haul last weekend, what is it that the globalist billionaires are getting from Biden that they're worried about not getting from Trump?
Well, the globalist billionaires are investing in making China rich and America poor. I mean, they're betting on the demise of the United States. These are the same people who have happily sent our jobs first to Mexico, then to China, the same people who have moved industry overseas, the same people who love the Biden climate agenda, where now we're going to pay the Chinese to make electric vehicles that no American wants and sell them back to us at a markup while we decimate American auto jobs in the auto industry. It's all the same people. I mean, these billionaires, Wall Street, they love it. They make money off of it. It's making money off of the demise of America. So they love the Biden policy. The problem is, it is destroying this country. It is bankrupting this country, and it is destroying the working class of this country. They know Donald Trump will stop it. and that's why they oppose him.
Despite what we know, is this effort to repair relations with China and placate the Chinese in any way that they can. The FBI director had a chilling warning yesterday.
Front and center is China, the defining threat of our generation. If you took every single one of the FBI's cyber agents and intelligence analysts and focused them exclusively on China, China's hackers would still outnumber FBI cyber personnel by at least 50 to 1.
Yeah, Senator, we send Janet Yellen over there to yap or flap with President Xi. And again, all these businessmen, U.S. CEOs go over there and have dinner with him and suck up to him. And this is what actually our FBI director is saying. This is bad news.
Oh, it's terrible news. But, you know, Chris Wray, what is he doing with his time? I mean, if China's the number one threat, why is he focused on sending FBI agents to the doors of pro-life Catholic protesters, you know, who just want to march for their faith and demonstrate peacefully? And he's got SWAT teams showing up at their doors in the morning to terrorize them. I mean, come on. Let's put our priorities where they ought to be. If China's the number one threat, let's start acting like it. I tell you, the other thing we could do, Laura, is why are we sending hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine if China is our number one global threat? I mean, these people need to get on the same page here. I mean, let's admit it. If China's the top threat, let's start acting like it. But Chris Wray and the Biden administration, they don't believe it. They're not doing anything to keep America safe. They're out there grinding their political axes and trying to destroy their political opponents.
So the warning clearly is that China has this president compromised, and the president also desperately needs China and TikTok to help him win this election. And we know that China would much rather have him as president than Donald Trump. So is this election interference? Remember Russian collusion? Why aren't we talking about China collusion with Joe Biden? Because the biggest difference is China has actually put millions and millions of dollars in the hand of the Biden crime family. That never happened from Russia. Hell, Russia gave money, millions of dollars, into the Biden family as well. Maybe there is Russian and China collusion with the Biden crime family. And we still have a president that's saying, hey, we got a real problem here, okay? I'm going to sign it with TikTok, but you got to wait till after I win the election. Which brings me back to the interview with Christopher Wray. Here's what he had to say about that.
Congress is on the verge of passing legislation that would essentially ban TikTok if it's not sold. You've talked about this. Many in the government have talked about the threat of TikTok. Can you be specific about what your fear is?
TikTok, for us, represents a national security concern. And the reason I say that is that TikTok's parent company is beholden to the Chinese government. So
they're beholden to the Chinese government. I played that for you earlier. I remind you of what he said again. So let's just recap here what we learned. The FBI director issues a chilling warning about possible terrorist attack on U.S. soil, similar to the Russian concert hall massacre, which left 144 people dead, saying we are increasingly concerned. And the number one headline from NBC News is the FBI director says he will not go after Trump's political opponents. FBI director, let me read it exactly. National Security, under their headline, FBI director rejects Trump's vow to investigate political rivals. In a wide-ranging interview with NBC News, Wray also broke with Trump over the former president's characterization of the January 6th defendants as hostages. Okay, so that's their headline. They don't want you to know that there's a real threat of terrorists attacking us in this country. The attack on Moscow's concert hall on March the 22nd killed at least 144 people, making it the deadliest terror attack in Russia in over 20 years. Wray had previously raised concerns over the elevated terror threat, telling a House of Representatives panel earlier this month that the current terror threat is the highest he can remember in his entire career at the FBI. That seems pretty significant. As I look back over my career in law enforcement, I would be hard-pressed to think of a time where so many threats to our public safety and national security were so elevated all at once. The FBI has had 4,000 international terrorism investigations open at the end of 2023. Wray told NBC News, the terror threat for the U.S. has increased following Hamas's deadly attack on Israel on October the 7th. Quote, we thought that even before October the 7th, that the terrorism threat was already elevated. post October 7th, it has gone to a whole other level. And speaking about the increasingly hostile international environment and the potential spillover of terror, Ray said this, whether it's the threat from China, so again, warning us about China again, the threat from Russia, warning us about Russia, the threat from Iran, warning us about Iran, there are terrorism threats, both foreign terrorism threats and now domestic terrorist threats. Ray, who was appointed by Trump in 17, has been campaigning in Congress to receive more funding for his agency. Remember, they want to build a really nice new building. The FBI's fiscal 2024 budget fell $500 million short of what was needed to maintain its current functions, is what Reuters has said at the time, right? Because we always need just more money, right? It's always about more money. Ray and the FBI have been a target of Trump, arguing that they have unfairly targeted him in investigations. Well, based on what we know, that would be totally accurate. The FBI knew the Steele dossier, for example, was a lie, and it was user-generated. And what do? They categorized it as misinformation, as well as they knew, they also knew that the Hunter Biden laptop was real and authentic. And what do? They undermined it, trying to kill it so that no one would know it existed. You look at this now. Quote, we have seen a substantial jump in threats towards FBI personnel and facilities from the fiscal year 2022 to the fiscal year 2023, Ray told Congress, right? Because now they're somehow the victims. It's because the American people don't trust the FBI. I wish we could trust the FBI. But based on what we now know about what they did to people in and around January the 6th, that were not violent individuals, what they did to Donald Trump with the Steele dossier and the lies, and then the covering up of what they knew about how authentic Hunter Biden's laptop was, and how they killed investigations in the Biden crime family, how they killed investigations and interviews that were supposed to be done with Hunter Biden about what he had been doing all over the place. Okay? All over the place. What he'd been doing in Russia, China, Ukraine, and they blocked interviews from happening. Why would anybody actually, in my opinion, why would anyone trust the FBI at this point right now? This is a president of the United States of America in Joe Biden that is allowing terrorists to come across our southern border. He's been warned about it. He knows it. And he's still fine with it because he wants to change this country. This is the same president that has been told and warned by the FBI that this is a really, really, really bad plan, Mr. President, with TikTok. Okay, fine. I'm going to not come out to say I want to ban it. But what I will do is I'll come out and I'll sign it, but make sure in the bill it says that it doesn't go into effect until after I use TikTok to win my reelect. You want to know how much money, by the way, we're talking about here? I mean, we're talking about a lot of money. We're talking about an incredible amount of cash, a significant amount of cash that those that own TikTok are going to make now, between now and November. Millions and millions and millions. It's probably inaccurate. Billions of dollars will be made because of that delay. And countless Americans will be compromised by China during that time. Please make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Share it on social media. Make sure everybody knows what's going on. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kiwi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.